everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is Stats Only. Today we take a look back at the Eagles' loss to the Miami Dolphins and look ahead to this Sunday's matchup against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll start things off by looking at Brent Celek's big day against the Dolphins. Brent Celek turned back the clocks a few years on Sunday as he amassed 134 yards on four receptions, marking the third highest receiving yardage total of his career and the most since he had 157 versus Baltimore in 2012. It was Celek's eighth career 100-yard game, and his 134 yards tied for the fourth highest total by a tight end this season. On the first play from scrimmage, Celek had a 60-yard reception, the third longest of his career, and his longest since a 73-yarder against the Jets. His 33.5 yards per reception were the most by an NFL tight end with at least four catches since Cincinnati's M.L. Harris had 148 yards on four catches in 1984. Switching over to the defensive side of the ball, the Eagles' D may not have been able to come away with the turnover last Sunday, but it was still another impressive effort from Bill Davis's group. Sunday's game snapped a streak of 14 games in a row with a forced turnover for the Eagles' defense. That being said, the defense was still able to come up with their share of big plays. Early in the first quarter, safety Walter Thurman crashed into the backfield and sacked Miami Dolphins quarterback Ryan Tannehill as the ball went out of the back of the end zone for a safety, the Eagles' first safety since the Chicago game in 2013 when Sed Thornton brought down Matt Forte on a rushing play. Elsewhere on defense, Michael Kendricks recorded the sack for the third straight game, the longest streak of his young career, and Connor Barwin moved past Darren Howard into 18th place on the Eagles' all-time sack list. And finally, as we turn our attention ahead to Tampa Bay, we look back at some of the all-time history between the Eagles and Buccaneers. Though they aren't division rivals, the Eagles and Buccaneers built up a bit of a rivalry over the past 15 seasons or so. The two sides have met 17 times, with the Eagles holding the all-time edge 10-7. The Eagles are 6-4 at home against the Bucs and 1-1 here at Lincoln Financial Field. Though Tampa did come away victorious in the first regular season game ever played at the Link back in 2003. The last matchup came in 2013 as the Eagles traveled to Florida and beat the Bucs 31-20 as Riley Cooper hauled in four catches for 120 yards and a touchdown. And that will wrap things up on this week's edition of Stats Only. We'll see you back here next week right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.